Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to a new episode of Flesh Wound Farce, where we review and discuss your and our favorite comedy films. This is the world's first and only combination trivia host and professional wrestling announcer of Chilean descent that currently resides in Southern California. Ozzy V, and with me as always on this program, first in the Northern Bay Area, world famous juggler Greg. How you doing, Greg?
I'm having a rough time, Ozzy.
Why is that?
Feeling a little ripe.
You didn't shower for an entire week?
Since last episode, man.
Yeah.
It's been rough.
Yeah. This shirt, man. It's in that area as well. Also joining us, of course, Flesh Wound producer Todd. You'll have some explaining to do.
You know, I brought my scissors out just in case, because your hair is getting a little long. You're starting to look a little Missed Out fiery. So, yeah, that's all I had.
Don't talk about my hair. Don't talk. You don't get to talk about my hair. That's not funny. It's not funny. Okay, so this week we did have Mrs. Doubtfire, and if you were with us last week, we kind of had a cliffhanger because we found out on air, actually, that Todd had never seen Mrs. Doubtfire. And I want to know why. Todd?
Well,
as you see how many DVDs and Blu-rays behind you, and you couldn't bother.
I actually made the effort and bought it on VHS way back when it came out. Never watched it. I think I might have got the DVD, never watched it. I don't think did I get the Blu-ray? I didn't get the Blu-ray. I was like, fuck that. How do I put this? I didn't go out of my way to not see it, but then at some point it became that. And because I know on the other show I've gotten stuff about, like, oh, you have never watched it? I'm not a big, you know, dressing up in drag as funny guy, like Big Mama's House, all that kind of stuff. Only when it's okay is Bugs Bunny. And you know what? I'll give Norbit a pass too.
Okay. Well, it's funny you mentioned Norbit because starred Eddie Murphy, where we earlier in the year reviewed Bowfinger, where Eddie Murphy not only played Kit Ramsey, played his other brother, Jif. And which, by the way, in the film was spelled J-I-F because that's the sound that GIF is spelled is J-I-F, not G-I-F. That guy's a fucking moron. I apologize. Now, that was just needed. Sorry. Now, back to my point about Eddie Murphy is that you saw how talented Murphy was in, and they used some small prosthetics and they made his ears stick out, right? And,
yeah.
Obviously the braces. So, to see Robin Williams portray this, actually, you know what? Before we jump into it, let's go ahead and show the trailer. Just in case anybody out there is in the same boat as you and has no, like, you know, no clue whatsoever. So let's check out the trailer. If you'd do the honors.
Hello? I'm Euphigenia Doubtfire, dear.
Bon appetit!
It's homework time.
You can't imagine what it was like being married to Daniel.
He sounds like an absolute stallion.
Daddy.
Robin Williams, a man who'd do anything.
Back off!
Got it, Todd, here.
To see his kids.
Oh,
Mrs. Doubtfire.
My first day as a woman, I'm getting hot flashes.
So, pretty quick trailer there. Now, synopsis on IMDb reads, after a bitter divorce, an actor disguises himself as a female housekeeper to spend time with his children held in custody by his former wife. Now, also, we actually did not see Sally Field, who plays Robin Williams' wife. Miranda Hillard. We also have Pierce Brosnan and kids, Lisa Jacob, Matthew Lawrence, and Mara Wilson. So now that we've covered and I apologize, was rated PG-13 and with a runtime of 125 minutes, released November 24th, 1993. Now, Todd, I hope you had time to come up with the right words for your BS excuse as to why you didn't see this movie.
I told you kind of earlier, it started off as I was going to watch it, ended up in the to watch stack, never came out of it. And, it didn't happen until I was here. We are for the show.
It's ridiculous. I don't like it.
Well, I watched it.
We used that as a cliffhanger last week, Todd. We used that bit of information. Todd have a good reason to not watch Mrs. Doubtfire?
That wasn't the cliffhanger. The cliffhanger was if I liked it or not. And if me not watching it was just. So okay. I'm not responding on that part yet.
Okay. Well, let's move things along so we can get to that part.
I have a question.
Yes.
Before you jump into that, was there a scene in the trailer that wasn't in the movie or two?
Yes. So I actually did watch over a few of the deleted scenes, which I made some notes about, and I'll comment on when we get to that portion.
Okay.
Some initial thoughts. I loved this movie from, when I first saw it. I remember seeing it in the theater. I saw it with my mom in the theater. That was really cool, and she absolutely loved it. So it was like there were some good memories that I had associated with this movie, but I just mentioned Eddie Murphy earlier with Bowfinger, but man, the performance that Robin Williams has with just everything is just so impressive. And it's almost like I felt maybe at least I at least did that performances like that were taken for granted. And, now that he's not around, you can't really think of many people that could pull something like that off. Like, if there's going to be an attempt sooner or later, somebody's going to try to reboot this or remake it or whatever. And it's not going to happen. Like, it's just not going to work. It's going to be sad, but
I am going to love Kevin Hart's Mrs. Doubtfire.
Has that been the plan?
No, but I was just picking something off the top of my head.
Okay, I thought there would have been breaking news to me. Well, but
that'd be more like the Big Mama's House reboot.
Got it. Right.
Yeah.
But so to finish up my initial thoughts, loved it, still enjoyed it. Greg, how about you?
Same on loving this movie. It's always been a personal favorite. Rewatching it, some of the topics, I'm like, I don't know how that would go over. And also it's in my backyard, San Francisco's right around the corner from me. A lot of the locations they were at, I love and recognize. There's a scene where they're riding bicycles and they go, there's a shot of the Golden Gate Bridge and then this fort. If anyone ever gets a chance, that little fort's called Fort Point. It's in the Presidio. Awesome fort built in the 1800s. Actually gives you the best view of the Golden Gate Bridge you could probably get because you're underneath and it's awesome. So it was just really cool seeing all those little spots and great shots. This movie will go down as one of my favorite movies of all time. It's heartwarming. It's funny. And like you said, Robin Williams, you can't say enough great about him.
Todd?
I'm going to start off with, first, I'm glad you both love this movie. I did not. You brought it like, yeah, it's like a dad fighting for his kids. It's kind of depressing for the topic that we're doing. Yeah, I that was the first hurdle, but yeah, I just don't like the shtick. I think there's a lot of nostalgia for you guys. So like I said, I'm glad you guys love it, but yeah, the shtick didn't work for me. There was a few funny bits, but I'm sorry. I wanted to like, I was like, please be the lost classic I never watched. I'm about 50-50 on his filmography, and this is going to be in the miss section for me.
You're allowed opinions, Todd, but sometimes they're wrong.
Wow. It's no Popeye.
Okay, so there we are. Now let's jump into our favorite segments or favorite portions, favorite lines. Still to this, I mean, is my favorite line when I first saw it. My favorite line to this day. That's when he is in with a court liaison having a meeting, and she asks if he has any special talents, and he does voices, he does jokes, and then she doesn't remain. She remains stone faced and says, "Mr. Hiller, do you consider yourself humorous?" And he responds, "I used to. There was a time when I found myself funny, but today you've proved me wrong. Thank you." And I just die every time I see it, just because it's such like, oh, I just, I don't know, like I wish I could have like a response like that, because that's such like a backhanded like screw you lady or whatever kind of thing. But definitely still my favorite line or scene segment. Laugh the hardest. How about you, Greg?
My favorite line wasn't or scene wasn't necessarily the funniest. It had funny moments, but it's the one I just appreciated the most. And it's along the same lines of him going through all these characters, you know, talking to the social worker, whatever. But when he's finding out what the look of Mrs. Doubtfire is supposed to be, and he's going through all these different characters and things like that. And it's just, I wonder how much more of that scene there is as they just went, go. You know, this is that genie moment for Robin Williams where he just has fun, does what he wants to do. And then when they kind of break that fourth wall, and even though they're technically looking in a mirror, they just look at the camera and do the matchmaker, matchmaker. Like, I just thought, they're having way too fun. This is going total Looney Tunes. Yeah, that was my favorite scene from this movie.
I'm actually going to agree with you on that, because I'm going to make sure I say this name right so I don't upset Ozzy. Harvey Fierstein. Some of the bits with him were some of my favorite stuff. Like you said, the montage when they're doing all the special effects stuff, or, you know, doing the mask. So that was my favorite bit.
Speaking of that particular scene, so in the deleted scenes, there's a few more of those characters. One of the ones they had added, like, a witch nose. Mm-hmm. And he went into a Wicked Witch of the East impersonation, which was pretty fantastic. I was able to stumble that on YouTube. So if you were just do a quick search about Mrs. Doubtfire deleted scenes, that would be one of the scenes you would find. Also in the trailer, Todd, I think you mentioned the scene where we saw a washing machine going out of control. There was a deleted scene featuring that as well. There was a downer deleted scene where I really hated this scene, and I'm so glad it was cut, because it was when the eldest daughter, Lydia, and it wasn't clear at what point in the movie this was supposed to be, but the eldest daughter, Lydia, was at a spelling bee. And, oh, well, you got here late, so there is no seat. And then they start to have an argument as she's trying to spell a word. Mm-hmm. And I was like, as it just felt so out of place. And then there was like the aftermath of that. And there was like, it almost seems like that was supposed to be the end of the movie, because he kind of gave like one of those speeches where it should be at the end. It just didn't felt like it fit. But one of the real funny gags, was the interaction that Mrs. Doubtfire actually has with the neighbor. In the beginning of the film, the neighbor calls the wife of Daniel Hiller to explain, you know, all stuff that's going on when he's throwing a party. So when she returns as Mrs. Doubtfire, she, you know, pays attention to her garden, and then she goes over to her flowers like, oh, wow, look at these flowers. Oh, wait here. This one looks like it has a weak stem. See, look, it's a weak stem. See, look, this one. This one's a strong stem, and we all need a strong stem. And the neighbor says, oh, I definitely need a strong stem. And she says, oh, I know you do. It's kind of one of those small innuendo jokes. But then he tells her, he says, now, if you really want these roses, the flowers, to have some strong stems, well, I can't tell you. It's a family secret. They start begging us back and forth. Okay, but you can't tell anybody. Okay. Take 2 liters of English tea, 2 pounds of brewed coffee. They have to be brewed. And the key ingredient is a dash of dog urine. And whatever the name was used for dog urine. And then convinces her to use dog urine on things, whatever, right? And then there's more deleted scenes that play off that same joke. And her flowers are slowly dying. And she's using more and more. And then, oh, well, you got to now. Okay, well, that's because you didn't use enough of the urine. You got to use more urine. Tells her to use more urine. So it completely kills the yard. And there's a scene that takes place after the Bridges, the restaurant scene where he's, you know, halfway dressed or whatever. And it comes home to that taxi or whatever. Guess he's picking up his stuff. Didn't really continue on the scene. But the neighbor comes out and says, Mrs. Doubtfire, my flowers are dead. Comes out of the cab and sees it's Daniel. And then they go into a little back and forth. And she says, what kind of a father dresses up as a woman? And he says, what kind of a woman puts dog piss on her babies? So those deleted scenes led up to that moment. And also there's a few deleted scenes of in the restaurant inside when he's going back and forth between the, because if you notice, actually, I believe maybe that we should save this for the spoiler session.
Okay.
These next deleted scenes I'm about to say, because there's, it's very specific to some items that happen in the movie. So I'll jump into the rating right now. I got to give it a 4 across the board in terms of how much fun I had with it. And in terms of how it is as a movie, like as an actual, like a movie. You know, if you, I have it up here on IMDb, it's described as a comedy drama family. There's drama. And there's some enjoyable moments. A good movie. I can't really say anything. I know Todd, you know, likes to be the Grinch and doesn't like to have a good time.
I don't.
No. Todd hates fun, and that's fine. Everybody's entitled to their opinion.
I don't watch movies.
Whatever.
Either, so.
Right. So it's a 4. Oh, man. And like, I want to give it a 4 as a movie, but like, as a, maybe I'm like 4.5. I might lean more towards 4.5, to tell you the truth, across the board. What about you, Greg?
Comedy wise, this is another one of those ones where it had some great individual moments. But I think it was more about the story. So if I were to rate the comedy of it, I would give it a 4. But as a whole movie, I love the idea of the story arc. I don't want to get too much into spoilers. I will always love this movie because it's not always, you know, bright sunshine and roses, but there's growth and there's so much going on in it. I have to give it a 5 because this will always hold a special place in my heart.
Todd, how much do you hate fun?
I'm in the middle. I hate it about 2.5. My enjoyment, I'm going to give it a 2.5. But as a movie, it's 3. I agree. There's some stuff in there that makes some.
All right.
This movie wouldn't happen today for numerous reasons, but
that's very true.
I mean, you know what? If I would have watched it 20, almost 30 years ago now, I might have had a different tune. There's no nostalgia for me. Other than, oh, yeah, I own that tape that I never watched. So
now you're just woke, Todd.
Unfortunately, yeah, I'm going to have to change my name next time.
I just find it funny that it would be you out of everybody.
Right.
On the Flesh Wound staff. It'd be Todd would be the one who's, hey, you know what? It's 2021, pal.
I don't know if you've heard, they're like fighting for the fat roles now too, because Sarah Paulson played Linda Tripp. So finally, Fat Lives Matter.
Hey, that's good news.
I'm
for
starting
me.
That movement. I'm pushing for that one. Shirt's coming soon.
Okay, so Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to roll into some spoilerish sections. So in case you'll be leaving us this moment, let you know what we'll be reviewing next week. That will be the Matt Stone, Trey Parker film, Basketball. Looking forward to that one. So
Who's not seen it?
I have not
seen it. After giving Todd so much crap.
Oh, now he's going to hate review it.
I'm not going to hate review it. I'm not Todd.
So I know I'm not. I was hoping.
If you leave us now, we will see you next week. But if you're sticking around, we got spoilers. Okay. So just a couple things. There's a recurring scene where she's using the bus and the bus driver is attracted to her and even sees pantyhose come down a little bit. Oh, I like him that in a woman.
That was pretty damn funny.
There's two deleted scenes where the bus driver asks her to a VFW dance.
Oh my God.
Of course I popped VFW because, you know, we've hosted wrestling shows in VFW halls. So it was almost funny to hear almost exclusively. So it was funny to hear the VFW dance. But the first time she just turns him down saying that there's only one man in her life and she can't handle two. But the second time she says, well, I hate to tell you, but underneath all the infrastructure, we kind of have the same pipes in, you know, and it's, he didn't pick up on it. And he says, hey man, I'm a dude. Like, and then he's just like, wow, you could have fooled me. I can just, they're still having an interaction. It was really funny. And the other scene, so when he keeps changing back and forth in the restaurant towards the end, you'll notice that he puts his bags behind the toilet. Now watching it, I'm like, so he's just supposed to expect that, like, to stay, like, nobody's going to like say like, hey, somebody left their bags here or whatever. Right. There's a deleted scene where a lady actually takes the bags to the head of the restaurant and says, hey, you know, somebody left these. She goes back to the restroom. But like, he comes later. So when he comes, he sees the bags aren't there. He goes back out. And first thing he says, excuse me, do you have a found and lost? No, we have a lost and found. Close enough. Now, my mother, you know, explains this thing and gets the bags and goes back. And when he goes back in, though, as soon as he opens the stall, there's a lady that's using the restroom and she starts screaming at the top of her lungs. And he just turns right around, goes into the men's restroom. They do two takes of that, one where she's actually using the stall and the other where she's just in the restroom. He comes in and she just starts freaking out or whatever. There's also a scene where Sally Field's character, Miranda, comes into the bathroom to check on Mrs. Doubtfire. And Williams only has the pantyhose and the shorts on, but he's still in the suit. So he's doing the voice to her as himself. And when he's also, they had an alternate take of the kitchen scene where he puts pepper on the shrimp, where instead of just going in, coming in, putting the pepper and leaving out as what we saw in the movie, he's looking for the order. And then one of the chefs says, hey, who are you? And he just breaks into another voice. And this would have been, this would have pissed off woke Todd because he just immediately breaks into a Southern Louisiana accent talking about how she's there to review all the Cajun food. And I don't think it would have, like, I think they deleted it from then because of that reason. So hearing it now is like, oh, that's a little much, but, he's still very talented. And final thing, you had Stu, Pierce Brosnan's character, driving a Mercedes in the scene where she pulls off the hood ornament. Mm-hmm. First time I noticed that the headlights had wipers. And I'm just like, oh God, what a prick. Like, it was just a perfect thing to add on. Like, you know, like, it's just, oh God. Yeah. Do you want to pay extra for the wipers for your headlights. Sure, I do want that. Like, oh, God, you fucking bastard. Excuse my language. But just spoilers, comments, and that realm from my notes. Do you guys have any spoilerish comments you'd like to add?
I wouldn't say spoilerish, but that restaurant, kind of a semi-spoiler, but not really. That restaurant that they go to, not in San Francisco, actually across the bay in a little town called Danville, and it's still open, and you can still go there and enjoy the restaurant.
Ruined the movie for me now. Now I'm dropping a point.
Yeah.
But fun fact, I do want to say that I'm really happy you brought up some of the deleted scenes, because that whole thing with the dog, my boss told me that her brother was an extra in that movie, but his scene got deleted. And she said there was some segment about dog piss and how he's walking his dog and his dog pees on her flowers. And I was like, why would that even make sense for this movie? So thank you, Ozzy. And you've completed a story arc.
After the first time when she gives her that, the hint of to use dog urine, I said, how are you supposed to get dog urine? Well, just walk behind them. Male dogs are a lot more easier because as soon as they lift the leg, go in there with a Dixie cup and grab what you can. And then so like the lady's looking puzzled. And then so as she's walking off, there's a guy walking his dog. Just look, there's one here.
That's
right now.
Him.
That's who it was. Yep.
Awesome.
So there you go. Wow. Mystery solved. It's pretty funny. Todd, do you have anything?
No spoilers for me.
Okay.
I'm glad you guys loved it.
No, whatever. You hate life. It's fine.
Well, I mean, it is kind of a depressing movie.
Well,
I was like, this is our setup. At least already have him divorced, so we're not going through that part. Just me.
I gotcha.
Funny is almost every time. So this movie, when I used to work at a theme park in Southern California, this movie would be on every once in a while in break rooms. And almost every time without fail, I'd walk into the scene where he's playing with the dinosaurs and he's about to get that job. So like I've seen from there on, which is probably a good 3/4 of the way into the movie, probably a million times at this point. So like it's a very positive movie from then on out. But still gonna be great. Todd, you're wrong.
Well, now that it's Disney owned, I hope Mrs. Doubtfire walks around the park. You just gotta dress up the people who clean the park. Instead of sweeping, they can they can sweep.
Let's not give anybody any ideas. So, ladies and gentlemen, that was our review and discussion of Mrs. Doubtfire. We'll be back next week with a new episode where we will be discussing Basketball, where it will be my first time watching. So, find out if I like it or I hate it, because I can't tell you right now, but I'll tell you next week. So, once again, I'm Ozzy V. That is world famous juggler Greg Larson. That is Flesh Wound producer Todd. We'll see you next week. Have a good night.